We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Samaches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the two dots, two lines from the top of Daf Samaches Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah listed off different things that are Poislim V'loy Machilim, which means, Ubar, Hayava, Ma'irisin, these are Pasel, a Bas Koyin from Truma, and they're not Machal, a Bas Yisrael, Bechuma, which means, for example, A Ubar means a case where a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen and the Kohen dies. So while the Kohen was alive, she ate Truma. But once the Kohen dies, she can't eat Truma. Even though she has an Ubar, she cannot eat Truma. So it's Eim Achilim. What does Poislim mean? Poislim means if it's a Bas Kohen who usually eats Truma, married to Yisrael, she can't eat Truma. Her husband dies. Really, she should go back home and eat Truma. But the Ubar stops her from eating Truma because the Ubar is Poislim V'loim Achilim. And the fourth case, the Mishnah, is a Cheresh. That means a cheresh that marries a bas kohen or bas yisrael. The halach is it's poislim lemachilin. Our Gemara explains v'acheresh I bas kohen liyisrael. If it's a bas kohen who is eating truma now, she gets married to a cheresh. A cheresh is not a ben das, so the halach is she can't eat truma anymore. I bas kohen liyisrael he posel lo. She is now posel v'truma. The kanye v'tikant derabanan. Lemaisi even though midaraisa the cheresh is not kohen to her, but lemaisi midarabanan. The Cheresh, who is the Yisrael's Kaina, is a Kedushin, it's a Suin also, Midrabanan. Therefore, she doesn't need Truma anymore. The Bas Yisrael, a Kain, if the Cheresh is a Kain, and the Bas Yisrael marries this Cheresh, she can't eat Truma either. Why not? The Bas Yisrael, a Kain, he loy machel, he does not feed her with Truma. The King Kaspar Rahman of a high lab bar Kenyanu, he's not capable of doing Kain, he's a Cheresh, he's not a Bendas. Therefore, it's not called Kenyan Kaspe. Therefore, even though he's a Kohen, it cannot be Michael, his wife, Bechuma, because it's not a derais to the Kenyan. The next case the Mishnah was, Uven Teisha Shon of Yom Echad, Poislim Veloy Machilin. Now, what are we talking about? What are we referring to when we say a 9-year-old? We know a 9-year-old is Royal Labia, but what are we talking about here? So, the Gemara says, Kasaka Dayatach, Bevishemeres Yavon, Uven Teisha Yom Echad, that's what we're talking about, Shemeres Yavon. That means, earlier in the Mishnah, we said a Yavam. The case of Yavam is twofold. If it's a Bas Kohen that was married to Reuven, who was Yisrael, and while she was married to Reuven, she couldn't eat Truma, because she married to Reuven, Reuven was Yisrael, Reuven dies. Now you would think she goes back home to eat Truma. No, Shimon, the brother, who's Oymid Leibum, is still connected to her, and that stops her eating Truma. That was a case of a Yavam that is Poisel. A case of Yavam that's not Michael is a case where she's a Bas Yisrael, and she's married to Reuven, who's a Kohen. Reuven dies, she cannot eat Truma, even though she's a Shemaris Yavam for Shimon who's a Kohen, but still, that's not called a Kinyan yet, because Kinyan Kaspa the Achiv, and you don't feed her with Truma. So that was the case of Yavam. So we thought now, it was the same exact case by Shemaris Yavam, was also by Ben Teisha of Yemech, which means that Reuven died, and this woman fell to Shimon, who was 9 years old. And we were saying the same halacha. Lamai, some more explains. Lamai, Ilam Mifsal, if we want to say a chiddush here that he's a ben tes v'yoyim echad, and the halacha is, and the case was Reuven was Yisrael, she was a bas kohen, and the chiddush is that even though she's only shemeres yavon to a 9-year-old, still passes her from truma. Lamai, Ilam Mifsal, katanayim Mifsal pasul. Even if you'd be less than 9 years old, not royal labia, the halacha would be also that she can't eat truma, because it's not called v'shava el beis aviyah, like we learned on our base, that anytime she's connected to the yavam, it's not called v'shava el beis aviyah, and therefore she can't eat truma. So you don't have to be 9 years old. And ila achule, and if the point is because we want to say that a ben tes does not, if the ben tes is a kayin, she cannot eat truma, gadol not really machel. Even if he would be a gadol, Shemeres Yavam is not Meichel v'chumah, because King Kasper d'Achiv. So what's the chiddush of a Ben Tess that's Royal Abiyah that we're giving us more than, if it's someone that's Shemeres Yavam, why is it different than the case of the Mishnah of Yavam? Zachta Gemara, you're right. I'm Abaye, the case is a different case. I'm Abaye, Hocho, but Yavam Ben Teisha, Shonu V'yem Echad, Haba Ayavim Tayaskinon. The case in our Mishnah, it says, Ben Teisha, Shonu V'yem Echad, Poistam Loi Machilin, is talking about a case of Haba Ayavim Tay, which means Deitaka got married. Deitaka did Yibum. And like Rashi explains, that we're talking about here a case of Kohen, not of Poislin, of Machilin. So we're saying over here that if he would be a Gadol, then the halacha is he would be Machil Her Betruma, because it's a good Bia, and it's a good Knisa, it's a good Yibum. But since he's only 9 years old, so therefore it's not koina, and he cannot feed his wife betruma. Like Gabi Poislim is talking out of Chiddush. That is Poislim, like we said, that Shemeres Yavim is still connected, that's not a Chiddush, giving less than 9 years old. So the Chiddush is regarding Poislim, regarding Enam Loi Meichel. Like Rashi speaks out, that here, Poislim and Mechilim, only Loi Meichel will be going on Bentei Shemerech, and Poislim will be going on the rest of the other cases in the Mishnah. So Akaponim, Abaye says the cases of Yavim and Tei Shemerech, Rabbi Yavim Tereskin, on the Deraisa, Kanile. Then with Deraisa, Yekoina. Also, and we will learn like Tosfos. Tosfos is like this: the Havamino Abia is, since you don't need Kavono by Yibum, so you would think, even though a Ben Tes is not a Ben Das, but since Midaraisa there's a Chiev Yibum, and you don't need Kavono by Bia of Yavamas, so you would think that a Ben Tes could be Koina his Yavama, even though he's only 9 years old, he's not a Ben Das. Kamash Malon, that you're not koina midaraisa, and it's only like a maimer begadol. No, there are born degadin. That's how Tosis teaches the Gemara. The Sagna, I mean, hold midaraisa. He changed the word to chazile. Will be also bia, and really his bia is a bia. Ema loichol. So maybe she's able to be a truma, because since the bia is a bia, maybe it should work, and you don't need to bend. You don't need das by yibum. Kamash Malon. No, also bia is ben tes shon v'mechol. Kamaimer begadol. This is machlokes we're showing him here. If there is a one side that a bia is ben tes is koina midaraisa by yibum. And they only make it the Rabbanon like a Maimer, we'll go like Tosis Pshat over here for now, the Ramas Lakanile. So that's a Bayez Pshat in our Mishnah. It says, Ben Tes Shem Yemechod is Loi Machilin. But if he's a Kohen, he's not Michael, his wife, his Yavama, even though he did Yibum, he's not feed her with Chuba until he becomes a Gadol. Break the Gemara, break the Rav Akash, only Rav Yochi, it says in the Sefer, the Ketani, Sofik Ben Tes Shem Yemechod, Sofik She'enoi. The halacha is the same halacha. So Chayra, what's going on over here? If Hashda Vade Ben Tes, if he's for sure 9, Loi Michael was saying he doesn't feed his wife Betruma, Sofik, my boy, you have to tell me that Sofik? Of course a Sofik is not Michael, his wife, if he does Yibum. Madach Ben Tes, which is a sure Bia, we say it's not Michael's wife, his Yivama. Betruma, so of course a Sofik Ben Tes doesn't work, so then how can you say that's the case of Ben Tes, which is talking about a Knisa of Yivama, that the Ben Tes was Koinis his Yivama, then what's the Chiddush of Sofik? Elam Rava, the opposite. Elam Rava, beben teisha shonav yem echad, the hanach psulim katani. The psul b'yosam. I'm talking about, it's going on the part of poislim v'loy machilim. And the chiddush is like this, that, not the word yibum either, no yibum, talking about a 9-year-old who was apostle, was ba on Shabbat al kahenas olavias, that was ba on a kahenas olavias Israelis. Allah is, he will make her into a chapasol, into a chalala, and she won't be able to do tshuma anymore. And it comes out, the poislim part is going on, ben teisha shonav yemecha. Let's read it inside. Elam Rava ben teisha shonav yemecha, the hanach psul muktani, the pasav yasam, the pasul's bebiya, ketailin ten braisa, ben teisha shonim v'yem echad, a 9-year-old pasul. What type of apostle, either a ger, a moini, umaavi, where there's a lav for them to marry into Klal Yisrael, or mitri va'adoimi, where have a din until the third dar they can't marry, kusi, which is considered a goy, nesin, which is iser lav, cholol, umamzer, which is also a lav, shabo, al kahene, chol is not lav, dafka lav, cholol stam makes a chalala when he marries a woman. And all these cases, umamzer, shabal kahenes, leviyah v'israelis, pasluah, passels her for truma and for kahuna. It passels her. That's the halacha. It passels her. So the chiddush is a ben tes, it passels. And the Gemara says, and Mishnah says more, a suffix ben tes also passels. That's the chiddush. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a case, it comes here, when it says ben tes means apostle. Break the Gemara, Tanai Sefer, it says in the next Mishnah, and daf samach tes and aleph, in that Mishnah, it says, in any rule of Israel, it's talking about a nusa mafuta that or any one had bia. It says if it was any rule of Israel, if this isha had a bia with someone who was pasul, the halacha is harayla poislim. She can't eat chum anymore. So it's mashma. That is where it tells us the halacha of pasul, and not over here. Mechad reisha lav psul on skinon. So my answer is no. Reisha is psulei kol. The reisha is talking about cases of psulei kol, which like mamzer or gera moini ma'avi. And the Sefer is talking about psulei kahuna. For example, chalal, like Rashi says, going on the Psuli Kahuna, that's the case of the Seifa. So Hakaponim, at the end of the day, according to Rava, when it says in our Mishnah, Ubar Vayavim Vayiris Vacherish, or Ben Teisha Shav Yamecha, Paislim Echilim, the Chiddush of Ben Teisha Shav Yamecha is a Gabi Paislim, and the Chiddush is a 9-year-old Bia, Pasels. What's the case? This 9-year-old was a Ger Amoinim Avi, or a Mitzri Adaimi, and he went ahead and had Bia with this Kahenes Levi of Israelis, any woman. She becomes now Pasel for Chumah Kuna, she becomes a Chalala through that Bia, and the Gemara momentarily learned it out from a Pasik. Zok the Gemara, Gufa. We just learned a member, Gufa, Ben Tes, Shon of Yevechad, that's a Gera Moini Ma'avi, or a Mitzri Va'adoimi, Kusi, which is a Goy, and a Sin, from the Am of the Sinim, they also, they would say like Mamzerim, Cholol, Umamzer, Shaboa, Kehenes, Levi of Israelis, the Halacha is, Paslua, she is Pasul from Chuma and from Kahuna. Rav Yosi Omer, a little different, he says the same Halacha over, but a different cloud, different rule, Kosh Zarei Pasul, Paisul. Because there is already a apostle and a apostle. Any apostle that has children are apostles, then he passels the lady. If not, it doesn't. We'll see later on in the Gemara and the Samach Tes, the Pshat in Rav Yosi and the Nafkamina. And the same goes for Shimon Gamil. We'll also see the Pshat and Shimon Gamil and the Samach Tes. Shimon Gamil, Eimer, Kol Sha'at the Noisei Bitoi at the Noisei Amunasai. Anytime you can marry her, their daughter, you can marry the Amunusai. Kol Sha'at the Noisei Bitoi, if you can't marry his daughter, you can't marry his Amun either. That means the lady only becomes paslua, only becomes halala, only if you cannot marry his daughter. Again, we'll see what that means and what the nafkamina is when we learn Daf Samach Tes. But first, we're going to concentrate on the first Mandi Amar, which is the Tanakhama, that says that a ben tes shonim v'yayim echad, a 9-year-old gera moinim avi, that was boa kahenes leiv israelis, it passes her from truma and from kuna. Zoktim Amnar Amidah, what's the makar for this drasha? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Ami, Oh my God, it says in the Pasuk, Ubas koyin kisil ish zar. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Ubas koyin kisil ish zar, he besumas hakadosh lo yisaychel. Ubas koyin that has kedushin with ish zar, she can't eat truma. Kiva, we darshin, kiva she nivala la pasala, since she was nivala, kisil ish zar, means nivala la pasala, she had bia with someone who was pasal to her, pasala, she becomes pasal, can't eat truma anymore. Great thing, Gemara. We need that pasuk. I'm a boyle. The kamar rachmana bas koyin the mitzvah lozal loyseichel. We need a pasuk of bas koyin who was eating truma till now. When she marries a Yisrael azar, she can't eat truma. That's what we need that for. You would think the bas koyin continues eating truma. She's a bas koyin kamash lon. She married a Yisrael. She can't eat truma. We need it for that. How can we use it for this drasha? Zok the mara ahi. Let's read it again. I'm a boyle. Kamar rachmana bas koyin the mitzvah lozal loyseichel. Tomorrow he mishava al bisavir kareya melech avir teichel nafka. We learn from different pasuk. The pasuk says, a bas koyin that's married to a Yisrael and she dies, she gets divorced, she doesn't have any children, zera in law, v'shava el beis avia, kinurel, she goes back to her father's house like when she was younger, melechem avia soichel chazar lo yechel bas, this is the first in the pasuk, that she only eats chuma when she goes back home to her father's house after she gets divorced. Mashman, when she's with her husband, she can't eat chuma, so you don't need bas koyin kisila zar for a bas koyin married to Yisrael, because the pasuk says already, v'shava el beis avia, dafka, when the kamarach one of v'shava beis avia, teichel mechlad, v'ikara lo yechla. So the Gemara, no, that pasuk is not sufficient. Why? Because he have a mina lav above a chal asay asay. All you receive in that pasuk is a asay. You wouldn't see a lav. It says when you go back home, you can eat chuma. Mashba, if not, you can't. So it wouldn't be a lav. So maybe you need a bas koyin kisiyah lezor for a lav. So the Gemara, no. For this reason, sorry, again, the kashi. Ima, he have a mina lav above a chal asay. Because one high lav, maybe the pasuk of a lav. So the Gemara, no. Lav, we learn from the pasuk, mechol zor lo yoychal kodesh. It says in the pasuk, "V'chol zar lo yoychal kodesh." So that teaches us that no zar is allowed to eat, and we're assuming right now that's going on a bas koyin married to a Yisrael also. Frey to Gemara, the heck is it? V'chol zar lo yoychal kodesh nafka hu meboyer le'legufe. We need that for the etzem din that a zar has a lav about eating chuma. We need it for real zar, not for this isha. Zok to Gemara, trei v'chol zar ksivi. It says twice v'chol zar. It says once. B'chozor lo yichal kodesh, that's for all zarim. And there's another pasuk that says, v'shava al beis aviyah, k'nerev, v'lech aviyah toichal, v'chozor lo yichal, and that's going on this isha, who, if is while she is married, to the bas koyin is married to the Yisrael, she has a lav. So now, that frees up the pasuk, v'as koyin kisil ish zar, he v'shumas gosh ma'isayin, to teach us that if she is married, she has bia with the Isra that's also to her bebia, she becomes pasul. Breaking Gemara, but I still need this pasuk about kain kisil ezar. He b'shumim goes like sayichal. I need it for this. The katan bayu le krabi yisi b'rav chanina. The omar b'yisi b'rav chanina b'chol zar. Sorry, the asking still on b'chol zar. We're gonna come to other pasuk soon. We had two b'chol zar. One b'chol zar tells us that when the bas kain is married to Yisrael, she can't eat shum. The other b'chol zar says a zar can't eat. Breaking Gemara kasha. I need b'chol zar for something else. I need to teach us that aninus is not a problem. A oinin is ladder yichuma. The kati and bayla kareis v'chanina. The only v'chanina v'chol zar zaras hamartiloch v'lo yaninos. That is an iser of zaras by tshuma, which means a non-kayin cannot eat tshuma, but a oinin who's a kayin could eat tshuma. So the mar kareis v'chanina min zar v'chol zar nafka. We learn that from the drasha zar v'chol zar. The extra v'chol zar that teaches us even oinin. Now you can ask me, has v'chol zar teaches oinin? So if I'm not mistaken, it's the Aruch HaNer who says pshat that it says. We dash like this. B'chol zar, every zar cannot eat chuma. Saif is a oinin, saif is not a oinin, he can't eat chuma. Masha'inkin, a koyin, even though he's a oinin, he can eat chuma. That's the way you make it. B'chol zar means every zar, saif oinin, saif not a oinin, can't eat chuma. Mashma koyin could eat chuma. Okay, so right now we came out that bas koyin kisila zar is freed up, and that teaches us that nivalol apostola becomes apostle. Freight the Gemara, we need this apostle for something else. When she goes back home after she gets divorced or she becomes almana, the halacha is chazeres a chuma. If she doesn't have any children from the Israel, she goes back home and she can eat chuma. But va'ina chazeres a chaz v'shaik. That means even though chaz v'shaik is allowed to be eaten in the father's house, which is chaz v'shaik is the chuma, which means the separation that comes with a shlomim they give to the kain. So that she's allowed, it's not kachim kachim, so the children are allowed to eat it. But once she gets married, she can't come home and eat it. Where's the, how do you know that? The chesiv, it says in the pasuk, ubas koyin kisil ezar, he besrumas kadoshim loy seichel, besrumas kadoshim loy seichel, but murim ra kadoshim, something that's separated from a kadoshim, that is usher for her to eat. Agav, how do you know that when it says bas koyin kisil ezar, he besrumas kadoshim loy seichel, that it's going on when she goes back home? Maybe while she's married to her husband, she can't eat. So that the teretz is, if you look at Rashi Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, the teretz is like this: that definitely that she can't eat while she's married to her husband, that we know, just like truma, she can't eat. She can't eat, like it says Shavu'al Bezavir. We know just like truma, she can't eat. She can't eat the chaz v'shaik. But so therefore, we don't need it for that. So therefore, v'haylo seichel means la'olam. And not dafka that, because this pasuk we zets dying by nivalol apostolah, and if by nivalol apostolah we know right, it's apostolah truma. So what's truma? So what's this extra drash teaching us? This extra drash teaching us that she is also even more than by truma. By truma is only also when she becomes apostle, but by chazal shayik she's can eat it once she marries even the Yisrael itself. Let's just finish the drash and we'll come back to what we just said again. So the question is, they need it for Bas Kohen Kisila Zari, how do we know that she becomes possible from a Bias Possel? So my answer is, Imke Lichtev Kra, Hebe Kadoshim Loi Seicha. Just say, Hebe Kadoshim Loi Seicha. What's Chumas Kadoshim? I have a Chumas HaKadoshim. Shamino Tarti. See both things. It says Chumas HaKadoshim, that teaches us both drashas. Sai, you can't eat Chuma, and Sai, you can eat Chumas HaKadoshim, which is Chaz of a Shaykh. Tosis by Varns, maybe it's only going on Truma as a Kedoshim, maybe it's only going on Chaz V'Shaik. He says, no, I said a parasha is talking about Truma in that parasha, so a parasha is talking about Truma, it's only a drasha. Therefore, no two things. You know, Truma, and that drasha is a Bas Kohen Kisil Ezar, that if she's Nivalol Apostolah, she can't eat Truma. And but Truma as a Kedoshim teaches us that it's talking about Chaz V'Shaik, and there, even though she's allowed to eat Truma, she can't eat Chaz V'Shaik. What's the case? That's a case where she married a Yisrael, now she cannot eat anymore Kachim. I'll read you a little bit Rashi inside in Daf Pei Zayin where he says this. Umilsa de Rav Chista, Rashi says in Daf Pei Zayin, Mebet Trumas Nafka, Dim Kain de Kula Kral Nivalol Apostola. If the whole Apostle was just teaching us that if she's Nivalol Apostola, she can't eat Truma, also, Lichtev Kadosh Loi Seicha, Mai Betruma, Shvamino, Hochikamar. Yes, Lucha Acheres, there's another thing, another type of woman, Shechelas Bekadoshim, Ken Truma, Ve'ina Echelas Bemuram, does not eat the Chaz of a Shaik. Ve'ezuzu, Chazares. The Shom of Law Baskain, Kisia Mono. Yeah, that's what the Mara explains. That's what Rashi explains in Daf Pei Zayin. So, Kapanam, what we're coming at right now is that the Makar for Nivalol Apostle is Apostle from a Truma and from Kahunas, from the Pasuk of Baskain, Kisia Lezar. he, but Truma just loy seicha. And the Gemara is going to ask that really all you see from here is that she's possible for Truma. How do you know she's possible for Kayin also? We'll see that soon later on in the Daf.